From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Iraqi forces are moving closer to the city of Mosul, which is occupied by Islamic State militants. The terror group launched an assault on the northern oil city of Kirkuk on Friday, drawing troops and resources away from the battle toward Mosul. As Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces continue to move in on one of the country's second largest cities. 6 Iraqi police and 12 Islamic State fighters were killed during a similar attack on a police compound in Kirkuk earlier in the day. Heather Murcock is in Iraq.
Well, the soldiers I talked to today said it's really difficult fighting and it's really tricky because, among other things, they're increasingly wearing suicide belts or suicide vests when they're fighting. So the soldiers have difficulty getting even near the people they're fighting. They want to stay in their armored tanks because the chance of a suicide blast killing them is pretty great.
U.S. military officials said Friday the Islamic State assault on Kirkuk was intended to force Iraqi and Kurdish leaders to divert their forces and their focus from the ongoing operations to retake Mosul. The United Nations and officials from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons says the Syrian government is responsible for a third chemical attack that affected a region already torn by war. The group's fourth report, during a 13-month investigation sent to the UN Security Council late Friday, also blames President Bashar al-Assad's government for using several barrel bombs containing chlorine gas dropped by military helicopters. The UN is scheduled to discuss the report next Thursday. This is VOA News. A U.S. Navy warship has passed through waters claimed by China near disputed islands in the South China Sea.